This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Every now and then on this program, we take a minute and we turn it over basically to you. Your questions, our answers about this or that bewildering topic in business and the economy. It's a segment we call I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Today, this, it's from Tom Cronin in Atlanta, Georgia.
So I grew up in California. About 5 years ago, I moved to Georgia, and I saw a lot of the same logos for, you know, ice cream and bread and restaurants, but they had different brand names. Why would they do that?
Annie Baxter's got the answer.
The answer to our listener's question begins with a hamburger run.
All natural or thick burger patty, Jed?
Ladies' choice.
That's me and my fellow reporter Jed Kim ordering dinner together, or really ordering dinner at the same time in different parts of the country. I'm in Minnesota at a restaurant chain that goes by one name east of the Rocky Mountains, and Jed is in California at the version of the chain that goes by another name in his neck of the woods.
How's the weather over there?
It's lovely. Probably in the 60s.
We're trying to figure out the extent to which the Carl's Jr. restaurant he's visiting is more or less the same as the Hardee's I'm in. The two places have the same logo, a little smiling star. And maybe you've seen some of the ads that end with both restaurants' names.
And you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Jed and I get our burgers. Then we FaceTime and compare notes. The burgers are basically the same, except Jed scored a lot more cheese on his.
I mean, look at that. That is a lot of cheese. It's pretty exciting.
But a lot on the menu is the same. So why maintain separate brands? Turns out that was not part of the original plan.
There were initial attempts to try to convert Hardee's to Carl's Jr.
Brad Haley is chief marketing officer of CKE. It's the parent company of the two restaurants. Haley says Hardee's customers rejected attempts to rebrand their local restaurants as Carl's Jr. back when CKE acquired Hardee's 20 years ago.
And that loyalty kind of kicked in, and it really didn't work very well at all. Sales declined pretty significantly.
Most of the restaurants that converted to the Carl's Jr. name got switched back to Hardee's, and they've kept the two brands running separately ever since. Hardee's customer Warren Weber is the kind of person those moves catered to. He says he's tried Carl's Jr. in Colorado and says it's fine.
They're pretty much the same.
But he prefers Hardee's.
We like this one the best.
His scientific reason?
Because we come here all the time.
There are other examples. The Mayo's marketed under either Hellman's or Best Foods, depending on where you are in the country, they're also mostly the same. Jitender Batra at the consulting firm Alex Partners says food companies can't afford to lose customers when there's a brand change because they have notoriously thin profit margins.
In food, they are roughly half of the average margin for other consumer products. And so they have less money to advertise and also less risk they can take in terms of potential erosion in sales.
He says it is more expensive to run two separate brands, but that's better than losing gobs of customers.
I managed to get bacon, cheese, everything into one bite.
Back at my virtual dinner with my colleague Jed Kim, I finish up my burger at Hardee's. He takes his last bites at Carl's Jr.
I think we should do this every time we go out for food.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to call you up.
Maybe next time we'll compare notes on regional mayo varieties. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
What, pray tell, do you wonder about? Ask us your questions, marketplace.org.